Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series on pre-convention interviews for the NFDA Convention and Expo that is going to be held in Las Vegas, Nevada from October 6th to the 10th. Today's guest is Pam Cleese of Homesteaders Life Company, located in West Des Moines, Iowa. Pam, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, Pam. Now, Pam, just for the listeners, if you could provide a little bit of background about yourself and your company.
Sure. Homesteaders is a pre-need insurance company. Last year, we celebrated our 100th year in business, and so that was quite a celebration for us. Our focus is solely on pre-need. I've been with the company a couple of years now, and my role is senior marketing analyst, so I'm involved in a lot of information gathering and analysis, trying to understand just what's making the industry tick and where we need to be headed.
Okay. Oh, great. Now, Pam, from what I understand, your presentation is going to be why people prearrange. Timing is everything. And so can you just let us know what the background is for your presentation?
Sure. The key issue I wanted to investigate is why do people prearrange when they do? What really spurs them to action? Hopefully, if we can better understand that, we can get better at marketing and serving the needs of those particular customers.
Mm-hmm, 'cause many times we just, try to, just have one kind of campaign or we do one thing because it's worked in the past, but obviously, people are always at different decision-making points during, certain times and different demographics as well.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that I like to bring to homesteaders is to have decisions that are data-driven. And so, like you said, what worked in the past, may not work in the future. And if we have some data to back up what we're doing, hopefully we'll do a better job, be more confident in our actions.
Great. Now, So before when we were talking, you said that your presentation is based on some particular research that you conducted there at Homesteaders. Can you elaborate a little bit on
sure.
that and what you did?
Sure. We actually did a survey with policy owners, and we asked a variety of different questions to try to understand what was going through their mind when they decided to prearrange. We asked a variety of different things, from how satisfied were they with their decision, how long did it take to make the decision, who else was involved. Also, we were able to analyze things like demographics. One of the things we were curious about, we had a little bit of a hypothesis, is maybe there's a connection between somebody's most recent attendance at a funeral or memorial, what that time span is, and their decision to prearrange. So we just tried to investigate a lot of different avenues to see what might be spurring people to action.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. So I guess then at the presentation, you're going to be going through the different questions that you asked and that, because I'm sure that a lot of us would want to know that information. That last question that you just asked, do you mind if we kind of elaborate on that a bit?
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
So then, because, we have hundreds of people, every month coming through the funeral home, attending a service or a visitation, and how, we're always or usually kind of on guard, and we don't want to be too outward in our marketing message, but what is the correlation there between when they attend a service and they just make that decision to prearrange?
Sure. What we found is that almost half the people that had prearranged had attended a funeral or a memorial service within the past 6 months. So they're out there. They're experiencing, what's going on, what the different service options are, what other people, their friends, their family are choosing for themselves, for their own memorials. And so what I think we can take away from that is that there's opportunity there. You've got people coming through the door to have this experience, and we need to be ready to seize those opportunities, whether it's, working visitation, perhaps having pre-need counselors be available during visitation, or just different things to seize the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, people are there, and that's obviously going to be something on their mind, so we want to make sure that we can help them if they decide they want to pursue pre-arranging, that we make the process as easy as possible for them, and it makes it easy for the funeral director as well.
Yeah, and I think we've always been just so worried of not wanting to offend someone or making it look like we're taking advantage of a situation. But, you know, that's, you know, they are experiencing that, and I'm sure everyone who attends a service or a visitation probably, you know, thinks, oh, I'd like that, or, you know, I would want that hymn or that poem read at my service, or I don't want that. So, and we, you know, in the past, and I've never heard that. I've been involved in pre-need quite heavily over the years, and never heard that stat that half the people are making their decision at the time. You know, we focus on our direct mail efforts or other broadcast advertising, and 50% yes. of the people are making the decision, and they're right there walking through the door.
Yes, I've heard people tell the story, well, somebody will come through the visitation line and they'll talk to the funeral director and say, you know, I've been meaning to do this and whatever, and sometimes the funeral director will say, well, when you're ready, you give me a call. Well, instead, it might be more helpful to everybody involved to say, you know what, I'm free tomorrow at 10 o'clock, why don't we take care of this?
Mm-hmm.
That will satisfy everybody's needs.
Because from, you know, the person making that statement, it sounds like they're, you know, more on the side of being ready now instead
yes.
of us trying to defer them again, kind of. And that's just, you know, how we've kind of grown up in the industry. And, you know, they kind of almost have to beat down the door, right?
Right. They're sending a signal, hey, I'm ready to do this, so let's take advantage of that opportunity. Serve their need. They've, you know, been able to check that off their list, and you know, we've done a good thing for the funeral home as well.
Oh, wow. So now, and what are some of the other questions that that you'll be sharing at the presentation?
Some of the other information we get into deals with how satisfied are people with their decision to prearrange. You know, are there people who were sitting on the fence and, you know, didn't know which way to go, or are they quite satisfied? We investigate how long it takes to make the decision from when somebody thinks it's a great idea to actually completing the paperwork. How likely are they to recommend prearranging to their friends and family? I know that can be a tough thing for people to tackle, and so we have some information about that as well.
I'd like to know that. That's for sure.
You know, why do people prearrange? What's the biggest benefit there? And I think a lot of folks have some suspicions, some anecdotal evidence, but I have some hard data here to back up some of those reasons, and that helps us in our messaging. You know, what are the things that I need to talk about? Because you know, we've done the research and we have some answers here.
Yeah, because we've, you know, we've got our three pat reasons for why people prearrange, but you know, the problem with you know, with that is that we've, you know, we're surrounded by death and funerals and that every day, and we think of that all the time. But you know, so we have what we think our benefits are, but you know, I'm sure that you know, you've gleaned some other information that obviously would be useful in our marketing efforts.
Yes, and I think sometimes it's helpful for people if they have some data to rely on, so that they can feel more comfortable and maybe even appear more credible to the family or the person that they're speaking with. If they can say, oh, you know what, somebody did this research and this is what they found out and how it applies to your situation, that may, you know, help smooth the way for them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, that, you know, we're thinking it's one thing, but if your research is saying something else, there's a pretty good chance that that's going to relate to the person you're talking to, and they'll say, well, that's it exactly, you know.
Right.
You know, just as you know, kind of let us know earlier about, you know, half the people had experienced, you know, a funeral or a death, and wow. Now, I know that you're not going to, you know, we want people to attend your presentation, so I won't I won't pry you for any more answers. People are going to have to see you live there in Las Vegas. But Pam, you know, before I let you go, is there do you have any other final thoughts or comments?
Well, yes, I do, and I hope people do come to hear the information. Also, during the presentation, we've got a little booklet that captures some of the highlights of the presentation, not only just the facts and figures, but also how those can apply in a pre-need sales situation. So I think that will be a nice pocket-sized takeaway for people should they attend and have a future reference as well.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm going to definitely attend and make sure that I get my copy of the book. So, well, Pam, that's been great. Before I let you go, do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Vegas.
Okay, well, that's great, Pam. I want to thank Pam Cleese from Homesteaders Life Company, who will be presenting Why People Prearrange, Timing is Everything, at the NFDA Convention and Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, October 6th through the 10th. For more information and registration details, visit www.nfda.org. Check back soon for another NFDA pre-convention interview. On behalf of thefuneralgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.